Hey, we got Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service joining us on the show today. Chris, have you been wetting those waders?
Oh, man, we had some cold weather early this year, but we got this 30 thing going on. I have been constantly in the waders, still doing it up, and the fishing is still fantastic.
That's what I love to hear right there. And, you know, there aren't a lot of people that do a lot of winter steelheading, and we're going to talk about other species as well, because I'm still hearing really good reports about browns as well. So,
there's no doubt the steelhead, the browns, actually the brown trout fishery right now is doing better than steelhead fishery, Adam.
Really?
Well, yeah. That's
a little surprising to me, although in the Marquette area, they're still kind of waiting for that real push of steelhead. But I think it could come this weekend. With the weather forecast the way it is, we'll get into that in a second. But I want to talk about what you've been doing this last 5 to 7 days on the rivers. What have you been running into? What are you seeing out there? Water temps, water conditions, levels, and what's working?
So we've had, you know, we had early cold this year, and we had some snow and stuff like that, but the last couple of weeks have been pretty much dry. So the rivers that are still flowing, in spite of the cold weather, the river levels have dropped down, and the water has cleared up. And with the cold snap that we've had, we're seeing water temperatures, and I take them every time. You know, it's part of my journaling about what's going on with my fishing. It has been high 32s to mid 33, so the water's a bit chilly. But I'll tell you what, Adam, I stepped into the river 2 days ago. I saw a little bit of anchor ice, and I panicked a little bit. But the river channels where the water's moving, the river is open, it's pushing. And, you know, for people who fish wintertime, and you're right, a lot of people don't, right now it's about sizing down because you typically in the wintertime have that clear water and cold water, sizing down a little bit and getting it low and getting it slow. So if you're nymphing, you know, putting a little extra weight on it under that indicator just to slow it down a little bit. If you're swinging flies, you know, some sink tips and getting it down, getting it slow through the pools, that's what's going on right now. And we are still picking up fish. I mean, we're picking up multiple fish each outing, and I'm still picking fish up on the swing.
What?
So that tells you getting it low, getting it slow is fantastic.
So you just said you're getting fish on the swing in 32-degree water? That's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's something that you typically don't see. But for the people who say, they won't move, you got to bounce it right off their nose. I still have fish hunting that fly down and chasing it down. But again, color, I'm big in color. I'm big in barometric pressure, and barometric pressure has been pretty steady. And hunting in those holes, you know, the stuff that you would typically in the fall fishery, you move a little faster, you're looking for that active fish. Instead of making 2 or 3 casts, I'll sit in the same spot, make a half a dozen casts, right? And just get it down, get it slow. It's not about fast right now. Slow and fishing thoroughly through every piece of holding water. So the other big advantage is if you have the knowledge on how to read water, you know that a little swirl means there's a rock under there, or there might be a ledge. Pick that water apart, take your time, low and slow.
Well, Chris, we got a phenomenal looking weather forecast for winter steelheading and apparently browning too. So would you continue with us later this hour and I can pick your brain a little bit more?
You better believe it.
Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service and Hilltop RV Superstore. We'll continue talking river fishing in the wintertime with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.